This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to Election Day 2020. I am the Captain Matt Bruce. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and welcome to tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, all those helping us in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to all those poll workers today that are going to be working, we certainly wish you the very best. Now, to everybody that is working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right off the bat, our number one, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, this hour of the program, folks, is brought to you by our friends at Farah and Farah. Remember, if you're hurt in an accident and you need a law firm that understands the pressure you're under, call Farah and Farah at 877-245-6707. All right. Well, Kyle, we're going to start out obviously talking about today being Election Day. Several thousand attorneys have panned out all across the United States from both political parties. The Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice is out, and a large buildup of law enforcement is ready, too, in case, God forbid, the bottom falls out somewhere. I saw them a little bit earlier tonight. They were pretty much locking down Washington, D.C., putting the fences up for more reinforcement around the White House just in case something stupid happens.
That's exactly right. And of course, yeah, they're trying out of an abundance of caution, Captain, but certainly what we've seen all throughout the summer and into the fall gives them good reason to be concerned.
And I want everyone to understand that these are blue cities. These are Antifa, BLM people, the people the Democrats support, that they haven't ostracized and said, don't do this, it's wrong, and really come down hard on them. These are the people that they believe are going to light fires to our cities and riot and all that sort of stuff. But hang on a minute, Kyle. We're going to take a caller we've got on the line. This is Gus down in Sarasota, right, Gus?
Hey, how are you guys? How you doing? God bless you.
All right, let's hear your prediction.
Well, you know, I wrote the book, you know, the book Get Trump, I wrote it because the Holy Spirit kind of enlightened me to do it and kind of made me give the charge. And the other day I had the number come to me in my head, and it came to me from the source above. You said it's a Judeo-Christian show, which I know we were founded on those principles. So it's not, it's John 3:16 for our salvation as Christians, but it's tomorrow, it's Don 3:16. Don 3:16, we pick up Minnesota. He wins everything he won last time, plus Minnesota. And it's over provided the shenanigans don't start with the vote counting and the stuffed ballots and what have you.
So, all right. Well, I think I think that's a very good thought. Now, I've got one prediction here at 3:22, and I am going to get into something here, which I'm going to start on right now. So, thank you for your call, Gus, and we'll
keep
going.
Thank you, gents.
Yep, thank you.
5 hours to vote. Thanks,
yep,
guys.
Thank you. Okay. So, unless you're in what, Dixville Notch?
If you're in Dixville Notch, Captain, that's right. They've already cast their votes. That's up in New Hampshire. They've been doing that for about 60 years.
And all five went for Joe Biden.
They did. Yep. And but I don't know. I don't think we should pack it in just yet, though.
Well, now, hold it, because I'm on the record, okay? I've gone on the record predicting President Trump is going to pull off a win, a big win, and probably scored the greatest political upset of all time because the media has got him already dead, buried, and underground, right?
Sure, yes.
Now, the important question is, why do I feel that way? Well, number one, the Democrats and the mainstream media have not seen this coming. They've been absolutely blind to what's been going on right in front of them. They don't get these rallies. They don't get why the people are so on fire. They don't get the caravans. They don't get the boat parades. They don't get any of that. And there's three factors that Democrats and the media don't understand. Number one, law and order. Number two, the Trump economy. And number three, COVID. Now, when we come back from the break, because I just looked at my clock and we're coming up on the break here, I'm going to go into exactly what I think is going to happen and why. It's going to be for these three reasons. Number one, law and order, the Blue Lives Matter movement. Remember I told you there's a blue wave coming?
That's right.
You bet there is. And number two, the Trump economy. Everybody remembers how good it was before this Chinese virus came upon us, and now we know how some of it got here. And by the way, little Dr. Fauci is not, he's been exposed for the opportunist that he is, trying to audition for, quote, a Biden presidency in the event that Joe Biden were to be elected. That's why suddenly you saw him go against the president and make some comments that he reversed himself as to what he'd said earlier, which is going to come back to bite him square in the butt.
Well, one would think, Captain, and maybe he was looking at those polls, but I got to tell you, even those polls that we have been watching have been changing a lot since
We're going to get into all that. This is going to be a great night. Here comes the music in my ear. This is going to be a great night, folks. I'm telling you, if you've been paying attention to polls, if you've been watching what's been going on, if you've been watching these rallies, you know exactly where I'm about to go, and I'm going to tell what I know, and I'm going to get into some details, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot have put together this fantastic product that works for me. I've been taking it for about 5 years, and if you've got inflammation of any kind, if you've got pain associated with maybe an injury you've had, or maybe just everyday living, or whatever it is you do, or you got aches and pains from the exercises you did at the gym, whatever the scenario might be, this is a product that will work for you. Now, I take Relief Factor every night before the show about midnight, and my time over here in the Eastern Time Zone, and it works. I mean, I get the swelling in my ankle and my leg from just stuff that I do during the day. That's what happens, unfortunately, to me, and I take it, and it's gone. In about 20 or 30 minutes, it's gone. It starts to work. The aching is gone, all that sort of stuff. Swelling goes down, and I'm back to normal within the hour. Now, that's a great thing. And you, too, can find out what I've found out about. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 is the products that are in Relief Factor. It is 100% drug-free. Don't need to worry about that. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. And it comes in convenient little individual packets and supports healthy joints and muscles, too, and the healing process. Now, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You can order that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you will know in 3 weeks whether or not that product's going to work for you or not. Tens of thousands of people have found out it has. Happy campers. I find out every day from somebody that tells me that product works. relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, find out. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I started to say that I believe there are three factors that the Democrats and the media do not understand, and they do not understand what's about to happen to them, Joe Biden included. Number one, law and order. I have been saying ever since they came out in the streets and started to burn down some of these cities, metropolitan areas, Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York, and then their big stink was, well, we need to defund the police and all that. When they started that stuff and they started to defund the police, it created a movement called Blue Lives Matter, correct?
That's right.
And we've got to go back to either Ronald Reagan in 1980 when you had the Iran hostage situation and the deal went bad with Jimmy Carter. And they couldn't get to the hostages. They had to abort the mission. And that pretty much guaranteed the fact that Ronald Reagan was going to be the next president, because when he took office, he announced that he had secured the release of the hostages. And then the second one was 1988 with George H.W. Bush, when we had that infamous situation where Democrat Michael Dukakis, who was the governor of Massachusetts, had a 17-point lead with 2 weeks to go. And George H.W. Bush won in an electoral landslide. Why? Because law and order became the crucial issue in that election, the same as today. Back then it was Willie Horton. Remember him?
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Go ahead.
He was released from prison, and then he went out. I think he committed another murder.
He was a murderer that got released on a work release program. He went out and killed somebody again.
That's right.
Yep.
And that was a big yep. deal back in that campaign.
Well, now today we have Blue Lives Matter, and I knew it then, and I knew now that America's mothers and housewives and families were going to vote to keep their children in a neighborhood safe, and law and order was an issue. And of course, the moment we witnessed the rioting, the looting, the burning, the attacks on the police, the violent crime that was rising in the deep blue Democratic cities across the country, Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Kenosha, Wisconsin, Philadelphia, New York City, and then they started to defund the police or reallocate funds, that immediately game up advantage President Trump.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we would hear too, Captain, that, well, suburban women are leaving President Trump. They're not going to vote for him because they don't like his tweeting or his personality. But here's the thing. I think there are many people all across the suburban areas, quote unquote, of the country that are very interested in safety, just like you're talking about. And I think that that really transcends the idea that maybe they don't like Trump's tweets, but they sure want to be safe.
And then secondly, it's the economy, stupid. Who said that?
Well, that was James Carville back in the
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, that's right. That was from Carville. Yeah.
Because people are always going to vote with their wallets, always have, always will. We had a tremendous economy going before the Chinese virus hit us, the coronavirus hit us, and we just saw a GDP, and now did it make everything back up that it lost? No, but it certainly shows us that we're back on the right track, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
So, therefore, people are doing better, and I think that that's going to reflect accordingly for the president. And then we've got COVID. I am so sick and tired of listening to the mainstream media and these jackasses on television go, well, we just had 92,000 cases of coronavirus. Really? The fact of the matter is, folks, they had 92,000 tests that were positive. Right, Kyle?
That's right. A test is different than symptoms.
And they're not telling you correctly. All right? That doesn't mean you got 92,000 people that have come down with the coronavirus and they're all going to rush to the doctor, the hospital. They're all going to get sick and they're all going to die. It's not true. Because, in fact, only 5% of those who test positive ever wind up in a hospital. And of that number, except for people over 70, 2.85% die. Okay? And when you're older, above 70, it's 4.6%. So what the hell are they trying to do by lying and lying and lying and lying over and over again? Well, they're trying to scare the bejesus out of everybody.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, you mentioned the economy, Captain, and what that thing that the economy stupid back in the 92 election. One of the reasons that worked so well was because George H.W. Bush at the time was considered a little tuned out on the predicament of average Americans, and when he didn't know the cost of milk or socks or things like that. And that also played into that, that he wasn't really connected in. And but President Trump, by contrast, is completely connected in to what's going on across the kitchen tables of folks all across the
country. You know how we know that?
How's that?
He likes McDonald's.
Well, there you go.
So, exactly. Therefore, you got to know a little something.
Exactly. But again, so there are some good contrasts here. President Trump, and this is one of the reasons, by the way, why the Democrats are trying to make it look like Trump can only see things from Wall Street.
Yeah.
That's completely untrue.
Well, the people that are voting today, and we're going to have a big turnout today. If we have a big turnout today, like I think we're going to all around the country, advantage Republicans, because the early voting, the Republicans have done very, very well. They've set records in many states. If they're not above the Democrats in terms of early voting, they're very close. Okay, I'm going to go to the telephone line here, and we've got, I do believe, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. What's on your mind?
Well, you talked about Reagan and Carter in 1980.
Damn
hard
right.
to believe it's been 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
40 years ago today.
Yep.
You know, Ronald Reagan had more electoral college votes than any non-incumbent presidential candidate in history.
Correct.
He got 480 that night.
Yep.
And the Prince of Darkness, that's Joe Biden, it makes it sound like it's the Black Death, that people are walking down the street and just dropping dead.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If we wouldn't have shut down based on what Dr. Fauci said, I think this would have been a distant memory by now. We would have got it through our system.
You're right.
By May, and I think we would have walked through the rest of the year in pretty good health.
Yep.
We would have locked down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When we lock down, we put off the inevitable down the road.
Yep, that's right.
And as one civil engineering professor told me over the summer, the problem with why it didn't go away over the summer like we thought it would, because we have a new invention called central air conditioning.
Correct.
And it gets in there, it just spreads and spreads and spreads all summer. It went down a little bit, but mm-hmm. now we're in the cold weather where it really thrives.
Mm-hmm.
But I am hoping against hope that Trump can carry it out. I just talked to another guy from Illinois, and I know this is anecdotal, but I said, what do you think is going to happen over there? And he goes, I think Trump's going to flip the state.
It's possible. It's very close.
So I'm mm-hmm. hoping.
Yep, it's that possible.
That would be a pie in the face for Barack Obama, and I would love to see that.
Well, there's going to be a lot of surprises today, I believe.
I hope you're right. My heart says Trump. My mind says Biden.
All right, you know? Well.
But I'm a numbers guy, so.
Yeah. All right.
I will call you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Please, have a good election day.
Please do. Thank you very much. That's Dan the Man. And by the way, Kyle, you hang on. And folks, hopefully Dan the Man will call in tomorrow night and tell us what's going on up there in Indiana, because that's what we want people to do, is to let us know what's going on in your state, the turnout, and how you feel about things and all that stuff before we start calling states. By the way, when we come back, we'll tell you about what Twitter did today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One last push for votes. After spending the day crisscrossing multiple battleground states, both campaigns have held their last events before the election. Vice President Mike Pence told supporters in Grand Rapids, Michigan, that voting for Joe Biden would be a vote for a devastating lockdown.
Joe Biden is going to shut down. Going to shut down our economy, and he says we're in for a long, dark winter. But under President Donald Trump, we're going to defeat the virus, and the best is yet to come.
Former Vice President Biden told supporters at his final event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that it's time for America to stand up and be heard.
And when America votes, America will be heard. And America's heard. I believe the message will be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Larry Owens, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Ruth.
Yes, you are, and thank you very much, Larry Elder, the sage from L.A. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Fair and Fair. And remember, if you're injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer your call and assign you a number. Well, Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person ready to listen and help. And their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under, and they'll make themselves available to you 24/7. Now, Fair and Fair doesn't need to win your case, and if they don't, guess what? You don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company is pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Again, you can visit the website, fairandfair.com, or give them a call 24/7 at 877-245-6707. They've been helping people since 1979, and they have military people on staff because they can help out folks in the military. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Twitter came out yesterday and said that there will only be 7 media outlets that can tweet results and call winners. Otherwise, they will flag their tweets and they won't let them be posted, individuals or other news agencies. But here's the list. ABC News, The Associated Press, CBS News, CNN, Decision Desk HQ, Fox News, and NBC News. That's it when it comes to calling races and putting results in.
That's right. Part of what's driving that, from what I've seen, Captain, is they believe that those are the places that have, quote, unbiased decision desks being able to call elections. So, but because a lot of times what you see on the as the anchor sitting there, but there are a lot of people in the back room basically who are analyzing vote totals, how many votes may be outstanding, and they try to make those kinds of calls. But yeah, this is pretty interesting that Twitter will say only these news sources have the ability to say this state is won and that state is won, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and speaking of that, folks, tomorrow night I will be on the air with the Captain's America Third Watch at midnight. That's when we'll start, midnight. Now, the network will pick me up at 2 a.m. like normal, but for the first 2 hours, if you want to listen to me, you can hear me on my flagship stations, AM 860 The Answer, AM 930 The Answer, and they will be covering us. They will be doing my coverage, and then we'll be doing live call-ins in between the Salem Radio Network reporting starting at 7 p.m. They start at 6, we start at 7. We'll do top of the hour, bottom of the hour, up until midnight. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, we talked about Democratic cities and D.C. and whatnot, didn't talk about the other cities, but they're boarding up, and Kayleigh McEnany took a shot yesterday at the Democrats by saying that that's all the proof you need that the left doesn't have federal power, and Joe Biden is not the right person to be there.
Yeah, this is, yeah, very interesting. You know, again, people aren't worried about Trump supporters or anybody else going out and rioting in the streets. They seem to be very worried about Biden supporters and the far left. And I think really the emphasis on the far left, groups like Antifa and so forth. And because of what we've seen happen over the summertime and into the fall, you know, there is good reason to be concerned, because at every turn, drop of a hat, something can happen, and suddenly that's a rioting and looting situation. Now, of course, what you may see in the aftermath, and again, we hope that none of this kind of stuff happens, because we shouldn't be doing this. The world is watching us, and we should not have this kind of behavior. But certainly, it's good to be prudent in this situation.
Well, Kayleigh also said the Democrats and the media will share the blame equally if the cities erupt in violence because of what they've done in the past.
Well, yeah, the thing is, and something I've noticed in the last days of this election, and again, if we're thinking that Trump is on a good trajectory now, at least it would appear to be, but the thing is that I think that, again, the scorched earth is coming into place. It's like, okay, well, now Trump will try to damage Trump as much as possible through the campaign and this kind of thing, and go on, and my goodness, Captain, Biden was still out there saying that Trump disparaged the people in the military and all this kind of stuff. And all these things are patently false.
Yeah, and let me tell you something, folks. If Nancy Pelosi remains the Speaker of the House because the Democrats are in charge of the House of Representatives, she will probably try to impeach Donald Trump again.
Well, yeah, I think that's a given. You know, they have been trying this, obviously, for over 3.5 years in one form or another and intently in the last two.
Now, Bernie Sanders had a little meeting with the squad, and we saw that video that came out. They want to make Joe Biden the most progressive president, because they were talking about him actually becoming the president since Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Well, sure. I mean, I think that they want to run a couple of different games here. The first one is, if Joe Biden were to win, that would be their strategy. But if Joe Biden doesn't win, then watch the Democrat Party tear itself apart in a power struggle and trying to shift it into just open advocation of socialism.
Now, the president also said that he's going to install a commission to promote patriotic education to counter the radical views of U.S. history, because apparently some of these schools, and we've talked about this before too, have gone away from teaching the Constitution, teaching American history, and instead they're trying to teach the 1619 crap.
Well, exactly. And again, the idea that the nation was founded in 1619 is just is not right.
Not accurate.
Yeah, it's not accurate. It was founded in 1776. And yes, did you have slavery in America and so forth? And of course, we all have studied our history. But the founding fathers put together a system, Captain, by which our country could move in the right moral direction, make the right changes. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have seen, I think, the abolition of slavery in 1864 as we did.
And then Lady Gaga yesterday did a video, kind of a spinoff on the Dukes of Hazzard and Daisy Duke. She was slammed for the pro-Biden video showing her redneck style drinking a beer by a pickup truck, crushing a can, which is exactly why Trump's going to win, because they knew that she would never do that in 100 years.
Well, you know, it's one thing to get your political message across or say, I want this candidate to win, but it's another to kind of go through a mocking sort of a thing. And again, you know what that tells me? It tells me that they kind of know that this isn't really going to go their way. So again, they just, it, no holds are barred now. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really a political, a sort of a legitimate political, sort of commentary.
Yeah. And again, folks, there's more and more pro-Trump supporters that are supporting, that are showing up doing all sorts of things. There'll be caravans driving around today. You want to bet?
Well, sure they will. Uh-huh. That's right. And again, you know why? Because people are not only enthusiastic, and we've heard this word so much, but that's really what it is. They do have enthusiasm, mm-hmm. but at the same time, they are absolutely sold out for the promise of America and freedom and liberty, much different than lockdowns and less and you can't have as much and we're going to take it from you and all this other kind of stuff. That's not what America's all about.
No, and where Joe Biden was once favored, he no longer is because of this sort of thing.
Well, sure. I mean, wasn't it? I saw a headline earlier. Kamala Harris talks about, well, we're going to get rid of the Trump tax cuts. Well,
yeah.
Well, doesn't that, Captain?
That immediately means almost every man and woman that's listening to me right now is going to wind up paying an extra $2,000 because that's how much you got put back in your wallet over the course of the last year with the tax cuts.
Well, exactly.
That's the minimum, by the way.
But you got Uncle Joe out there saying mm-hmm. only people over $400,000 a year, and all,
yeah.
And no, we never believed that.
No, it's not
that.
True. It's
and
not
now
true.
This is what we're hearing exactly.
By the way, did you hear that Judge Amy Coney Barrett yesterday spoke in her first Supreme Court oral argument since joining the court? Yesterday was the first time we heard from her on the bench.
That's right, and it had to do with, I think it was a remote hearing, basically, but it was a Freedom of Information Act case, evidently, she was hearing and talking about. So that's right, it's down to business. It's, you know, the nation's revving up for an election, but she's revving up to go to work at the Supreme Court. It's good.
Yeah, and we now know that this year so far, 18.6 million firearms have been sold so far this year, and the year isn't over.
Well, again, all people have to do is watch the news coverage and see what happened in these cities where they, you know, the rioting and looting and the rioting and so forth. And of course, that's going to drive gun sales up. I mean, how can the Democrats not understand this simple idea? I mean, to me, it's really beyond me that they can't get what's driving all this.
Yeah, and remember, you folks in Arizona, one of the things that Mark Kelly wants to do is to roll back and eliminate some of the guns and go back to that, quote, assault weapon ban.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, here we go again. Assault weapon. Give me a break. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going to come back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look at the roads out there. There is some snow up in Nemanar Hills up in the northeast, especially off Lake Ontario. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And by the way, with this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Remember, when you get on by one of those there truck stops, pull on in there. Pilot and Flying J is the largest truck stop chain in the United States. And if you go in there and tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch talk about their truck stop, you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Now, the other thing is, if you join the driver's club, okay, if you join the driver's club, you build up points for the fuel you buy, the food you get, the supplies you buy in a store, and you can use that for discounts or you can use it for gifts down the line. Now, we're going to get started. I got a special Trump song to play here because we're going to play some Trump music tonight during the Truckers Break, and here we go.
someone to turn this country around, to clean up the swamp of those lying Democrat clowns. So we elected 45 and the libs went insane. So let's make them cry some more and vote him in again. So jump on that Trump train and keep America great again. Pelosi and those do-nothing Democrats won't open borders, ban our guns, and raise your tax. While Trump builds our military and makes America strong, and takes out those terrorists that does America wrong. So jump on that Trump train and keep America great again.
Alrighty, that's a guy called Bruce Waddle, and that's called the Trump Train, and I'll play a little bit more of that in a second here, because that's a little bit of fun there, and we're having a little bit of fun tonight. This is Election Day, just starting out there. We've already had Dixville Notch up there in New Hampshire give their vote tonight, right, Kyle?
That's right, all five of them.
All five of them went to Joe Biden, so Joe Biden's got a 5-vote advantage right now. Run for the hills. All right. Well, I'm going to read the weather statement, and then you get on started. Get started there. Now, most of the weather is not out where Kyle is, but that's okay. Now, high pressure will dominate weather conditions across most of the U.S. this week. Gusty winds, below normal temperatures, and some snow showers will continue in the Northeast early this week, especially along the lee shore of Lake Ontario and the northern part of the U.S. up towards the Canadian border. Now, a new storm system will bring rain and some high mountain snow to the Pacific Northwest. Is coming in right now up there. Washington State and Oregon are going to be making its way in. And near to above normal temperatures will be out in the west towards Kyle, and the central U.S. will spread into the east by midweek. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. That system is bringing some rain into the Pacific Northwest, and for Election Day in Portland and Seattle, it looks like they're going to have rain that's going to last at least 2 or 3 days, it would seem, for them. Then over in Montana, looks like we might start seeing some rain on Thursday through Friday. In places like Missoula, Helena, Montana, looks like they might start getting snow, I think, early next week again, as the system begins to move through. But, of course, cold temperatures persist in much of the northern part. Laramie, Wyoming, for example, 43 degrees. Missoula, as I just mentioned, right now at 33 degrees tonight. That's what we're going to be seeing. Some of these temperatures continue to stay very cold. But in parts of the West, especially Nevada, California, Arizona, we're still going to see some very warm temperatures. For example, 91 in Phoenix, for example, 84 in Las Vegas, 84 degrees, 91 degrees in November, and that's the story in the Southwest, basically. But up in Montana, we do have, looks like, a high wind watch. This is north of Missoula and just east of Fourth of July.
Yep.
Right. So you have to be careful with the high-profile vehicles right there right now. Of course, still in air stagnation. This is in the northern part of Washington State, but that's kind of what's going on right now in the West, Captain.
Well, let's start in the southeastern part of the U.S., and let's start with the northern half of Alabama actually a little bit more in the northern half, from Montgomery straight across to the west all the way up to the Tennessee line. We've got a frost warning tonight, also going straight across from about Tifton, Georgia, on up to the Tennessee line. We've got a frost warning over there. Got a couple of freeze warnings in Tennessee going up towards Nashville, and then off to the east of Nashville towards Knoxville. In the mountains of North Carolina, the mountains of Virginia, mountains of West Virginia, mountains of Maryland, you have got a freeze warning tonight and a frost warning down along I-95 in Virginia and North and South Carolina. So there you go, down into Georgia too, I-95 down below Savannah. And you've got some fog tonight from, looks like Jacksonville on down towards Daytona Beach on 95, so it looks like some patchy fog there. Be careful. Now, here we go with the snow. Because up in upstate New York, up along the lee shore of Lake Ontario, from about Pulaski all the way to Watertown to the St. Lawrence River, you have got snow, lake effect snow up there tonight. It also goes inland towards the Adirondacks, and it's on the northern part of I-87, Lake George on up to Quebec, to the border there, and then the Berkshires got a little bit of snow there tonight. I-90, if you're going to cross over into Boston, you'll probably run into a little bit of it as you go over the top of the rock there east of Albany towards Springfield. And then way up in northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, you got snow up there. Other than that, you got some gusty weather conditions along the ocean from Maine on down to, let's see, all the way down to where we got the cold weather. So it's one thing to be cold, Kyle. It's another thing to have wind blowing with it. That makes it really miserable.
Exactly, yeah. It drops the wind chill factor down, exactly.
Now, I want to hear about the, because we had some fun with this. We've got the polls that we've been talking about, and I got all the generic polls that are out there that have all just about tightened up just about anywhere you want to look. And in some cases where we had a tie or where we had 1 or 2 points one way or the other, it's advantaged Trump in a lot of those states. Now, you got the cookie poll.
I do. I have the cookie poll right here in front of me, Captain. This is from the town of Hatboro, PA, Pennsylvania. It's a place called Lockell's Bakery, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's a family-owned bakery. I've been there for a long time. The last four election cycles, they've done what they call their cookie poll. They sell cookies for representing each candidate. Well, in this particular case, Captain, they've sold over 28,000 cookies, and maybe that's going to get to 29,000 before too long. 29,000 almost cookies representing Donald Trump. You want to know how many cookies representing Biden have been bought?
Sure.
5,000, according to them.
And so it's 6-1.
That's right. Now people, they come from all over the place, obviously, but they also, I think, ship them all over the place. Mm-hmm. People order them from all over the country. So now, of course, it's not a scientific poll, but they have been right, we understand, in predicting the last three presidential election cycles. So we've got the cookie poll. It's, as I said, not a scientific poll, but boy, does it look like a real popular poll. And I don't know what that means for the popular vote, Captain. Maybe we could get a big surprise this year.
Well, do you know who Professor Helmut Norpolz is?
Yes, that's he's familiar. Yeah, he's
Stony Brook University.
That's right, Stony Brook. Yeah,
he's been right every year except for the Al Gore George W. Bush election in 2000, and he's called it again this year for Donald Trump.
That's right. He did. I think he did 4 years ago, too.
Yep, he did. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back, and we're having a little bit of fun tonight with some of this stuff. You got to have a sense of humor because, you know, a lot of people are out there. They're darn dead serious about what's going on there. I am, too, as far as who I voted for and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I'm not going to make any secret about it. I voted for Donald Trump. So there you go. And we'll be right back. Second hour coming right.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407.
1-800-900-8407.